And if we give them a high value, I mean, this one's going to be, this one's.
It's going to go to bankruptcy at some point.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Can you see the P-Val on that one? Give it a chance.
Did they not get taxed the last 2 years?
Savage Browning, can I help you?
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I believe that someone is expecting our call regarding the Grand Plaza Hotel property.
I guess that's Tim. Hold on just a moment.
This is Tim.
Yes, Tim, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're looking through the your packet here, and we've got you on the docket. Is now a good time?
Now is great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just wonderful. We spent our July aggravating people, I guess. We're trying to... we know that the motel business has got some struggles right now, and we're looking at your property. So if you just want to walk us through what you think the value should be, what value are you asking for, first of all?
Okay, looks the like value is $2,970,000, and there are some issues here that make it that low.
Okay.
And I'll go through those, but... The first thing to note, this hotel was actually condemned by the city of Branson in February of 2024. So it's not been open or operating since then.
What was the basis of that condemnation, do you know?
A lot. There was a lot of building condition code issues. In our packet, we included the letter and the notice, and it sets out all the different reasons. It's pretty extensive, to be honest. It's on page, sorry, I'm trying to scroll. There's a lot of pages.
Do you have it?
I believe it's on page 24. It might say 22 at the bottom. That's the start of it. And the thing with this, the issue here, obviously they lost their flag from that, and there are lots of building condition issues. So they have a property improvement plan from Radisson to be a, from Choice Hotels to become a Radisson.
Okay.
And that is going to cost about $20,000 a room, which comes out to $8,400. And at the conclusion of that tip, it would, one, address all the code issues and get the hotel in a place to get out of condemnation with the city. And it would also have it so they could get a new flag with Choice Hotels to be a Radisson. So, and that's $4 million is basically all in where they're looking at to get this up and operating again. So the way we're looking at it, what we did do is we provided the historical operating data as far as income, but the last full year of operations was 23, but they were having issues already, so that was a negative operating income year. 22 was the last year they had a positive operating year. So what we did was we looked farther back to 21, and 22, and we built out a market income approach to value based on where we think it could operate if it's fully operational, and based on the market parameters in the area as far as average daily rates for this type of hotel and for this brand, and occupancy and general expense. And we came up with a market value of $6,973,854. So if this was fully operational right now, we believe the value would be basically that $6.9 million. But because it's condemned and they have to do all that work, we're taking the $4 million deduction out of that, which is how we get to that 2.9. Because essentially at this point, we're looking at it like, okay, it's worth the land, which is, I think it's like 505,000 or so. And so the actual improvements, because it's not operating and it can't operate right now because of the combination, we're saying the improvements basically have a value of roughly 2.4 million with some change. So that's how we're looking at it. But if it was fully operational, we believe the value would be about 6.9. So.
Okay.
And that's based on an income approach and based on historicals and where we think the market is.
Okay. Do you have some questions?
If that makes sense. And if you have questions, throw them out at me.
I still know. Can we value something being condemned like that? I mean, taking $4 million off for renovations, isn't that an economic burden?
Well, I mean, what could you sell the property for right now? I mean, you're either going to have to raise the building or you're going to have to fix it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the, kind of what I always go back to. I mean, what can you, I mean, if he's, I don't,
best use.
I don't think his logic is unsound. I mean, I think he's talking about, but I'm going to let the assessor's office comment if they want to.
Okay, so I know that, was it 2 years ago, Jerry Moore and all of you guys set the value at $7,100,000? I think that's what it says there, doesn't it?
That's back in
23, right, yeah. Which was also last year because it carries forward. And this year I would agree that it would have gone down some, but the assessor's office and the cost of the unit itself isn't necessarily dependent on the fact that good or bad business decisions have been made. Because if you do really well, you're not going to come to our office and say, please reassess it higher because we're doing so fabulously. So, I mean, there is a point where you have a building that will hold 198 rooms, and you purchased it in 2018. And, again, if it wasn't maintained or wasn't run in a way as to make enough money to cover it, economics has something to do it with it. With the surrounding problem, but not, I mean, again, this is a structure we're trying to value, not your business model.
Okay. My comment would be, I agree, and I've told many people that we can't interfere in what's happening in your market or your own business decisions. I agree with that. But the bottom line on this property, if it has been condemned, is what could they sell it for? And as I was telling Jesse, they either got to have somebody come in and raise the building, or they've got to put the money into it to bring it up to code. Now, I don't know how accurate, you know, I mean, that's their estimation of numbers.
So as the assessor, I'm a business person myself.
But if it can't be used right now.
You have to think about it in the way, and this was described to me by Mr. Ruda. You have to look at it also from a developer point of view, and you're correct in what you're saying. If we run them out and it just sits there, it will never produce anything
for
the county. And so we have to find that happy medium where it's fair, but we're not just gifting them because this is happening.
Well, they've already indicated that they think that if they put this money in, that it would be 6.9, which would obviously be a substantial amount on this. But I'm not
convinced that really
low.
I
don't know that 2.9 number is right, but I do think that there's.
I agree.
But
I want to clarify, it wasn't like a business decision, the condemnation. What happened was a sprinkler water line in the, I think it was the attic, busted
all
and
the way
essentially
down.
Flooded a number of floors and shut off all water supply. So, I mean, it was initially the sprinkler system, and then that fed down to basically flooding, I don't know what it was.
Was that not covered by insurance?
It wasn't like a bad business. It wasn't like they were intentionally not maintaining the property.
Yeah, no flood insurance on the 10th floor?
Well, I think it's condemned. It's condemned, though. the flagpole, the operating company doesn't want to deal with it anymore, so they pull the flag, which is the other issue here.
Gotcha.
They have to get a new flag.
Gotcha.
So we ran into the same thing with Shoji Tabuchi's theater.
Yeah.
You know, and his also flooded.
Yeah.
After the insurance fixed it, so.
Well, even if they were operating right now and you gave it an income approach based on a room rate, I mean, the rooms aren't operable right now.
How far into the remodel process are you to get the flag back?
So I know they started the work, but they hadn't started before the first of 25 because they needed to find. There's two parts of this, right? There's obviously, yes, the insurance covers repairs, but then you need to find a new flag, and every new flag requires you to do a PIP to get into. You have to build your hotel, right, to fit in with their design. So it took them a while to find that fit and get approved. If that makes sense. And we included the Choice of Hotel PIP offers, so you can see what they're doing. It's in there somewhere too. But they have started some of that. But as far as changing the water line, that kind of stuff, yes, I think that's been done. But now now they have to make the hotel into what they can make it to get the flag.
I have one more thing I'd like to say. So we realize you've got these problems and that we, of course, want to save a business in the county. We don't want you to go away. But also, whatever the judges or the BOE here decide to do, if we make it clear that you understand that when you're back in business, you would be reassessed, and it wouldn't be based on just whatever the BOE decides today. It would be based on what you're actually at that point. Because we do have that coming up.
Because I mean that's a change in the property, which you could go back and reassess. Yeah.
Gail Myers.
Yeah, and with new construction, you could technically reassess for the 26th year. We understand that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Any other comments on the board here?
When is the anticipated opening?
I don't think they have a date, to be honest. I'm looking at the last email I have from the owner, and they don't have an actual date for when they might be open.
Okay.
You'd have to assume it would be 26.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. So sometime in the spring or summer, maybe, if they get the stuff done.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Go ahead.
As of BOE 523, I would change the or lower the appraised value to $3.5 million.
Okay. I'll second that motion. Do we have any discussion on that? Would you like to be heard any further on that if we drop it down to 3.5?
So long as we have him saying he knows that, and so Mr. Schenowork understands that also.
I understand. In other words, once the new construction is done on the property, it has to be reassessed. So, yeah, I think everybody understands that. Do you have any other anything else you'd like to say? I'm not talking to the assessor. I apologize. What's your name?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. All right. There's been a motion to reduce the appraised value down to $3.5 million. Been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. You get a decision within a couple of days.
Perfect.
And I assume that when the construction is done, that you all will get a hold of the City of Branson to get your occupancy permit, and they will notify the county. Is that kind of usually how it goes?
That is usually how it goes. And the county should be able to see any permits as well, and they'll get the CO.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think that's reasonable under the circumstances. Okay, we've got before we get to the bunch of properties here, which is that Creedon?
Yes.
or is that?
No, this is the one carbon credit.
And we still have Kohl's.
We've got Kohl's that's set in the after.